9:51 to go in the first quarter of play, and as they've done on every occasion this year, the Tigers score first in their opening round playoff game.
And that's always good stuff for Stony Point, because every time they score first this whole season, they've been undefeated. So I think that's pretty good luck right there. We've got Aaron Sharp on a 30-yard run touchdown, five plays for 77 yards on that last drive.
Devin Cook on to kick the ball away. Into the wind it goes. It's a line drive kick. Going to bounce at the two. Still on the turf. Picked up by Bryce Dolezal, and he carries it out across the 15 to the 18-yard line. Bounced around down there, free for a minute, but Dolezal picks it up and carries it out to the 19-yard line, and that's where Westlake will set up their first offensive possession of the night.
Yeah, Lonnie, it looked like the ball was going to go into the end zone for a touchback, but it just landed right on the 2-yard line and bounced backwards, and there was nowhere. They had no choice but to pick the ball up.
Lewis Gilbo is the quarterback. He is just a junior, done a great job for Westlake this year, operates from the shotgun. Dolezal shows motion on the first down play, option play, running to the left, spins away from the first would-be tackler. That was P.L. Lindley, but can't get away from the second one. Gets maybe a yard or two out to the 21-yard line, second down and eight. Joining Gilbo in the backfield tonight, Bryce Dolezal and Van Grauman at running backs. Daniel Sharplin and Colin Shaw, along with Jason Prideaux, are the receivers. And we'll set up the O-line after this snap. Work from the shotgun again. Four receivers, two split to either side. Single back is Dolezal off the left shoulder. Now Grauman shows motion, takes a handoff on the sweep play. And he turns it up across the 25 out to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, Lonnie, Dosell just pretty much took the ball and ran to the far left hash and just turned it up for about 5 yards on that last. Well, he ended up getting the first down on that last play.
Yeah, he did. Eight out of the carry out to the 29-yard line, first and 10. So they move the chains. And right back to the line of scrimmage they come. Give you the offensive line. For Westlake, Dolezal again shows motion right to left. Gilbo play fake, going to throw, and it's a low pass, but it is caught. Completed to Colin Shaw, who makes the sliding catch out beyond the 40 at the 42-yard line, and that's another first down.
Yeah, great play by Shaw. I mean, the ball was thrown way too low, and then Shaw just really slid in there pretty much like a baseball player and caught the low drive ball on that one.
Second first down of the drive. Back to the line of scrimmage. Gilbo from the shotgun hands it off. Grauman straight up the middle. He goes into the middle of the line. Marcus Curry comes in. Or check it, that's Trevor Caswell on the tackle. Drops him across the 45 to the 46. Give him four on the carry. Brings up second and six.
Yeah, that was a pretty good push by the offensive line of Westlake on that last play to get him those good five-yard run. And the linebackers, Curry, made a great play on that last one.
Gilbo has him at the line. The center is Joseph Jarkey. Play fake, going to throw again. Swings a pass out to his receiver. That's Prideaux. But right there to make the hit is Keith Muldrew. The safety got up on him and drops him back at the 45-yard line. Actually lost a couple of yards.
Yeah, Lonnie Muldrew did not give him any room for error at all. As soon as Jason caught the ball, he just nailed him right there for a good loss. So great play, great individual play by Muldrew.
Third down and seven from the 45. First third down of the possession. Play fake again. Now going to roll out, swing to pass out in the flat. Dolezal makes the catch over the shoulder, and he's going to fall forward and get the first down at the 46-yard line of Stony Point.
Yeah, the ball was thrown to the opposite shoulder of the receiver, and he pretty much had to turn all the way around to make that catch and pretty much was backpedaling to make the catch on that last one. Great individual effort.
Third first down, moves the chains to the 46. Give you the offensive line for Westlake. Sean O'Farrell is the left tackle. Bryce Thigpen, the left guard. Joseph Jarkey, the center. Right guard is Tyler Jones. And Jesse Fender is the right tackle. Here's Dolezal out to the left side. He carries it across the 45 to the 44. That's going to be a 2-yard gain, second and eight to come.
Yeah, line. Looks like this Westlake offense is really starting to get a feel for this defense and really getting a good roll right now, putting together a pretty good drive.
Second and long, though. Clock rolls 6:50 to go in the first quarter of play. Empty backfield. Gilbo wants to throw. Looks down the field, has a man. It's Dolezal makes the catch at the 11. They're going to drop him at the 12-yard line, actually. And he stretched out and brought it in. And that's going to be first and 10 in the red zone for Westlake.
Yeah, Gilbo pretty much just led his receiver perfectly. The receiver was about 2 to 3 yards, had a 2-3 yard steps on Brian Jaquette. And he was pretty much wide open on that play, and Jaquette made sure he got him down before he went to the end zone. So great individual play on that one.
Two back set this time, handed off. It's going to be Grauman. Dolezal, he takes it to the right, turns it up at the hash mark, and gets into the end zone untouched from 12 yards out. And just like that, Westlake has the answer.
Yeah, Dolezal, the junior tailback, 5'8", 165, basically walked in. You know, he pretty much, there's no other way to put it, Lonnie. He really just walked in the end zone. I don't know what breakdown happened on the defensive end, but he just, you know, walked in on that one.
Buckley Willis out to attempt the extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. So the clock stops, 6:19 to go in the first quarter of play. And only for the second time this year, Stony Point finds themselves tied up in the first quarter of play. 7-7 now is the score. 6:19 to go. We'll come back with the kickoff. You're listening to Stony Point Tiger Football on the Legacy Sports Network.